The charity Break, which provides children's homes for children in care, is celebrating its 50th anniversary. The celebrations include the Go-Go Hares Sculpture Trail across Norwich and Norfolk. Mike Hutchinson meets Michael Rooney, Head of Commercial Services at Break, to find out more.
I'm at the headquarters of the Break charity in Norwich, talking to Michael Rooney. You're the Head of Commercial Services, is that right?
That's correct.
Now, when I talk to people about Break and what it means, they tend to have got the idea in their head it's all about giving disabled children a holiday. But it's so much more than that, isn't it?
It is. Break started in 1968, and what you describe is exactly what it was to start with in 1968. It was called Break because it wanted to give disabled children
a break,
and it wanted to give their parents who were caring for them or their families who were caring for them a break. So that is absolutely where it started, in 1968 in Sheringham with Judith and Jeffrey Davidson and Leslie Morley. And they started it, and it's now turned into the organisation it is now. There's been some real changes over this last 50 years, but certainly that's what it was and what it is. I can tell you a little bit about that if you want me to do that.
Yes, you can. I mean, 50 years is a long time.
Yes.
We've only been going at Chatterbox for 40 years, so we've got a way to go here. But some of the other categories of youngsters that you look after, there's what people tend to term as children in care, but they're known as looked after children.
Absolutely.
These days. You cover a number of foster placements.
Yes. Yep, we do. So probably the simplest thing to say, and this is what the Americans apparently call the elevator pitch. If it's about whether you can describe what your organisation does in the time that you go from the ground floor up to the ninth floor. If I were to take the elevator pitch on what Break does, it's four areas. So start the clock now. It's young people in care and moving on from care, children and young people with disabilities, families in need of support, and children at risk. And that is the shortest way that you can describe the work that Break does.
And you work alongside Norfolk Children's Services. You're not in place of anything. This is a partnership in a way.
No,
relationship, is it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what happens is we provide services on behalf of Norfolk County Council commission us,
right,
to do various services. So, you know, a number of years ago where the County Council would have run children's homes, then what the County Council does is they enable us to do it, they commission us to run those services. So we run children's homes and we run a fostering service as well. And then we also run services for children with disabilities. So a number of these services are statutorily funded, as people might expect, but then also we have a number of other services that are funded by our charitable income.
Yeah, I don't think some of our listeners will probably appreciate, but in Norfolk there's something like over 1,000 children in the care system. Unfortunately, it's been a bit stuck that way for a number of years, and all of them have to be found somewhere to live.
Mm.
And you go some way to helping out on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got a number of children's... I mean, all of our children's homes are small and discreet children's homes that cater for up to four young people. So obviously there's a limit of the amount of places that we can provide. But yes, we do that, and so also offering foster placements as well. And we're also, I mean, a little bit out of the region, but we're also have links. We've got two children's homes actually in Cambridgeshire as well.
And of course, you're always looking for people to be foster carers, and I assume you do training programs.
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I suppose the best way we can say there is if people are interested or know people who are interested, get in touch with you via the website, I suppose.
Yeah, without doubt. I mean, and I think almost, Michael, this would be something that's for almost anything. We have a bit of a thought with Break that and this might sound a little bit cheesy, so I hope your listeners will forgive this, but it's genuine. We believe that there is something for everybody at break, and people can get involved with us in so many ways. So as an example, yes, of course, if somebody wanted to do something completely life-changing, but also life-enriching, about suddenly, I think I'd like to be a foster carer, absolutely get in touch with us. If somebody would think that they would like to be a mentor for one of our children leaving the care system, we've got a moving on team that can actually provide training for people who want to, you know, to help somebody who's leaving the, you know, who's leaving the care system. If somebody just wants to volunteer in one of our shops, we've got a lot of shops around the county.
Yes, yeah. We all know the shops.
Yeah, so I mean, if someone wants to be a volunteer there. If somebody wants to do a life-changing fundraising event, if someone wants to walk the Pennine Way, do the Three Peaks, do whatever they want. So there's actually, it doesn't always have to be activity-based. You can simply donate. I don't mean simply, that's being disrespectful. You can donate to a break charity shop. That's a way that you can get involved. So you can shop. You can donate, you can volunteer, you can come and work with us, you can get involved in our events, you can become a mentor. So that bit about, we think that there's something for everybody, that everybody can get involved with break, and you know, and we like to think that we've got an open door.
Right. Now then, 50 years.
Yes.
A long time. Now, how are you celebrating? I suppose the major event this year is the Go Go Hares.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we deliberately chose to do, because as some of your listeners will remember, this is the fourth sculpture trail that Norwich have had, and the third that Break have along with our partners at Wild and Art have organised. Mm. So there was, in 2008, it was Go Elephants, that wasn't anything to do with Break, but then 2013 was Go Go Gorillas, 2015 was Go Go Dragons. And obviously, if we were going to do a third one, we felt, well, our 50th anniversary year is the year to do it.
Yes.
So we decided 2018 was the year to do it. So that is going to be a major focus of our celebrations for this year. And with finite resources in terms of people and energy and what have you, there are a lot of events that are going on with Go Go Hares that we can... if you like, that we can link to our 50th anniversary. So, and one of the other things that we're doing as well is we set up something called My Break 50. And My Break 50 is, what is going to be the thing that any individual is going to do to celebrate Break being 50? And it could be any one of those things, almost some of those things that I mentioned before. We've got people doing amazing things. Someone even just saying, okay, during this year, I will donate 50 bags of clothes to Break. That's right. Going to be okay. My Break 50.
Yeah.
My Break 50 is going to be, someone else has said, they're going to save their 50p's. They're going to save their 50p's during the year of 2018, and they're going to donate them to Break. Other people are running 50 miles, cycling 50 miles. But there is, once again, it's something that everybody can get involved in. So certainly Go Go Hares, My Break 50 challenges, and obviously what we hope is that at the end of this year, Break actually celebrates the actual date of its 50th anniversary is in November. That will be when the Go Go Hares trail is finished.
I think we'd better describe what the Go Go Hares is all about. Why hares, for a start? I mean, these are models, quite sizable models,
yep.
And they're all individually decorated and painted,
yep.
And sponsored by individuals.
Exactly.
I'm a bit curious as to why you picked hares this time.
We did want to do something that was synonymous with Norfolk. We know that hares are very popular in terms of collecting. People like to collect hare sculptures.
Mm.
We know that they're very popular with artists as a canvas to work with. And certainly Wild and Art, to the company who we work with, had not had a hare trail elsewhere. So we thought this is the one to do.
The firms that sponsor individual hares, they pay a fee to do so.
Yes.
So that's part of the income that comes from this. And there's something like 50, I think, isn't there? This
yeah,
year?
That's right. Yeah, so 50, which is a bit of a theme running through.
Yeah.
We were always going to have 50 sculptures in the city. Because to celebrate Brake's 50th anniversary, that was always a key thing. And they're sponsored by companies, and yes, I mean, some companies came in sort of like 2 years ago, and that essentially, that sponsorship pays for the event, because obviously the sculptures have to be paid for, the artist has to be paid, the plinths, the transport, the plaques, the, all of the stuff that goes around it, that pays for the event itself. We've also this year, we're very, very conscious of not being, of slightly being accused of just doing a repeat of what we've done before. Mm. One of the real significant differences this time is that there are going to be 18 sculptures around the county. So there's not only going to be city hares, there's going to be county hares as well. The city hares are the ears up hare.
Ah.
And the county hares are the moon gazer hares,
right,
without looking at the, looking at the moon, so ears down. So you will find at various places across the county, so there will be one in Wyndham, I'm not going to name them all, but there'll be one in Wyndham, there'll be one in Harleston, there'll be one in Hemsby, there'll be one in North Walsham, there'll be some on the outskirts of Norwich, Fakenham, there's, you know, they're going to be all over the county, so 50 in the city, 18 in the county. Oh.
And of course we have to say that Chatterbox has got a hare.
Absolutely. And that is so exciting. We're really, really pleased. And there is a real serious point to this, because we've, and I want to get this across, we want, if a charity, if a children's charity like Brake, and a Norfolk-based children's charity like Brake, if we can't do an event that is as accessible to as many people as possible, then that's a poor thing. So we try and do that. So even when it comes down to sponsorship, we have been very flexible around our sponsorship, because we don't want our sponsorship, because it's not an in, you know, it's not a negligible sum. It's a sizable sum of money to sponsor one. We don't want that just to be the for the realms of the big boys and girls in terms of the corporate world. So we want a local company, you know, to be able to sponsor one by paying a certain amount per month.
Right.
And something like that. So everything about this trail wants it to be accessible. So the very fact that Chatterbox have got one, and, you know, I know that the design is going to be one that's going to sort of like reflect Chatterbox, and the, I think it's going to be absolutely wonderful. So it's a really, really important point. We're delighted to have Chatterbox involved.
Good, thank you. And of course the second phase of the fundraising is the auction.
Yes.
And I remember last year sitting and listening to the auction online.
Did you?
And it was very exciting.
It was exciting.
I couldn't see anything, but, you know, I could hear.
Well, if you
it.
Could, you'd have seen my face, because that's when my face is always at the point of view of, oh my God, is it going to work? Are we going to make any money tonight?
Because last year, some of them went over the 20,000 mark, one or two, didn't they?
Yep, in 2015, I think 26,000 was the highest.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's, you never know. You just never know what they're going to raise, and you know, that is the major element of where Brake makes its money.
Mm.
So yeah, so we need a lot of people to be interested in the trail. We need a lot of people to think, "Oh, I would love one of those sculptures," and we need a lot of people to come along on the night. And inevitably at an auction, what you want is you want a few people who want the same sculpture.
Exactly. A bit of competition.
Exactly.
Last year, I remember you did little model sculptures that you could buy from local stores.
Yes.
Which I think sold quite well. Are you doing some this year?
Yeah, we are. We're doing the figurines. They are, last time in 2015, we did 5 individual designs. That got incredibly complicated, and we were struggling to get them sort of like back in the UK in time for the trial. This year we've kept it very, very simple, and this year people will be able to purchase 2 figurines, the 2 sort of like iconic sculptures. The city, that one of the first city sculptures to be revealed was Chapelfield sponsored Osk Hare, which was the puns are just they are awful. So Osk Hare is just a gold hare. Mm. And so there's going to be a figurine for the gold hare. And then the moon gazer, well, there's a chrome moon gazer, which looks absolutely beautiful. So you've got a gold ears up and a chrome ears down. And they will be the 2 figurines.
Right.
The other notable merchandise item that we've got a full range of merchandise, But once again, I don't know whether your listeners will have be aware of the fact that Emma Bridgewater, who is a as you know, is a top designer, and I think has done some stuff for the royal family. Well, a bit of a coup that we've got Emma Bridgewater mugs with an exclusive two break for its 50th anniversary, an Emma Bridgewater designed mug, and they're available now to buy. They're beautiful.
There we are. Well, that's the commercial bit. Well, I wish you every luck with this, Michael.
Thank you. And
I'm sure it's going to be a great success and bring a lot of people into the city.
Thank you. Well, that's the aim of it, and we want it. We want everybody to enjoy it. There were over 500,000 people came to visit Goo Dragons. I mean, that's something worth saying. At a conservative estimate, meaning £2.5 million to the Norwich economy.
Incredible.
So we hope that everyone will enjoy the Goo Hairs in 2018.
Okay, well, thanks for sparing us your time.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Mike was speaking to Michael Rooney, Head of Commercial Services at Brake.